I met Craig when he and I were in rehab after
the problem.
Huh?
Seriously?
Yeah, we had problems with woolite, and you know, yeah. And Urbana's executive chef John Critchley's here. He's the reigning national lamb jam champion, and we'll talk about that. And we're also here later after the show for the Blogger Burger Bash. Four prominent bloggers from the area are going to be competing in a lamb burger bash. Look at that.
Oh, my God, there's so much in front of us. There's so much action right now.
Breakfast just got delivered.
I know. Okay, so there are so many fabulous artisans and vendors here at the market. Those of you who haven't had a chance to walk around here yet, there's so much happening here. And we're going to get to talk to several of the vendors today, including Carolyn Strumberg with Righteous Cheese. She's going to come up with one of her fabulous cheese flats. Stockton of Rappahannock Oysters. Amanda McClements, her Salt and Sundry pop-up is happening this weekend. If you haven't seen some of the gorgeous things she's selling, this will be your opportunity. Who else am I talking about?
Oh, Anna Bronlees from DC Empanadas is coming down with a bazillion empanadas.
Yeah, for everybody.
Which is all good.
Empanadas for everyone. Lamb.
We got more.
With
George Lesnar, who is, I guess, the grandson of the founder of Harvey's Market, is here. They've got amazing meats and poultry. We were up there looking at tongues and things like that, too.
It was gross.
And steaks. No.
That tongue was gross.
I'll eat any of that stuff.
Really
I
gross.
Love it. And J.P. Featherston, who's a mixologist at Rappahannock Oysters, and Gina Cersavani of Buffalo and Bergen, and also of Hank's, of course, are going to be here mixing up cocktails for everybody and chatting. J.P., let's start with you, all right?
Swallow that coffee.
Swallow that coffee.
Hello. Good morning, everyone.
How dare you
Hi,
drink
JP.
Coffee? So, J.P., I got to say, J.P. was just picked by Eater as D.C.'s Bartender of the Year.
Very cool.
Thank you.
That's Yay. Awesome.
But just as impressively, he just finished biking across Scotland to learn how to, I don't know, distill stuff. Am I right?
That's what I told people. It was to
you liar.
Go and drink a lot of whiskey.
You liar, liar. So...
Tell us a little bit about that trip,
yeah,
just quickly.
Well, so I made a decision. I wanted to go to Scotland. I wanted to visit distilleries. I wanted to see how they make this wonderful single malt whiskey. And I just sort of spur of the moment decided, you know what, it would be a lot of fun to do that on a bicycle. And it's a pretty small country, so you can get around it pretty easily
but
on a bike.
But it is hilly, right?
There's a lot of hills.
Yeah.
Yes, I found that out
I think we
quickly.
All saw Braveheart, didn't we? Did they ever take away your freedom?
They did not, right, thankfully.
Glad to know.
So tell us about what you're doing here at the market. Tell us about the kind of cocktails you're putting together.
Well, so we're doing a small but very focused program.
You
know, we have a small space behind there, but I'm really just trying to concentrate on doing, you know, 5-6 cocktails on a list that are sort of tailored to what we're serving there, to the raw oysters. You know, I don't want to serve anything that's going to blow those beautiful Rappahannock River or Old Salt oysters away.
Right.
So I'm trying to tailor everything to be a little lighter in character, you know, to just match up with all of our wonderful foods and keep it seasonal. We're in the middle of a market. We have all this great produce coming in from these vendors. We want to use all of that we have at our disposal. So lots of juices, lots of, you know, things that change with the seasons. You know, we change the whole menu depending on what everybody in the market has.
So what have we got here? What'd you
make? So in front of you, this is, you could say this is sort of the product of my trip to Scotland. This is, in effect, something very similar to a classic Scotch highball, just with a little more oomph. So we have Oban 14 single malt from the west coast of Scotland. It's a very coastal single malt.
This is a good morning drink.
Exactly. And then there's a honey and baking spice and raw ginger syrup in there just to give it a little more sweetness.
I just want to interrupt. It's a good morning drink to then say goodnight.
Now, is this something people can go and have right now?
This, you can go over
you
to the Oyster
right
Bar
now.
And get this delicious drink. And the thing that keeps it really light and really sort of matches it with the oysters is this wonderful sparkling mineral water called Apollinaris. It's from Germany. It's got lots of minerals in it. It almost tastes kind of salty.
Yum.
It almost tastes, you know, sort of sweet. I mean, it's a little...
Well, that's the honey, that's the ginger, that's the scotch itself in there.
Yum.
Very
All right.
cool. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right,
cheers.
Let's move on.
Don't
okay.
go away. All right. So sitting with us are Richie Brandenburg, who's a chef, but also the curator of Union Market, and the world-famous Craig Rogers from Border Springs, and John Critchley is over here, who's the executive chef at Urbana in the Kempton down on P Street, but also the reigning national lamb jam champion. So.
Woohoo! All right, so Richie, let's start with you. I mean, for all these people who are here who are new to the market, give them a 411
of
how Union Market came together and the kinds of things that you brought here today.
Well, I originally started talking with Edens about possible opportunities of opening restaurants and doing things other than opening a farmer's market. I talked about the people I used and how excited I was about the products that I was able to acquire here in the D.C. area. And mm-hmm. they started talking to me about this project here at Union Market. And one on one came together. Why don't we bring all these great purveyors in the Washington, D.C. area into one area and have everyone be able to have access to these wonderful purveyors here.
But you have really interesting people here. So, like, how did you go out to, let's say, like, a Carolyn Stromberg or a Craig is such a good example because he didn't have a standalone. I mean, you were selling to restaurants, right?
No. And well, that's exactly right. And the thing that's made this so much fun is that I've been able to be inspired by my friends, mm-hmm. chefs, Richie being a former customer before he went to Eden's. And he's been a mentor in how to enter this business and mm-hmm. not how to create dishes, but also
just,
how to manage
He just
manage
teared
a
up a little. That's
Aww.
Nice.
Well,
well,
no, that's just leftover from last night.
I mean, one of the great inspirations for this was I used to be the chef at One Market across the street from the Ferry Plaza while they were creating the Ferry Plaza.
Okay.
And one thing they did, they talked to all of the chefs there on the road, Nancy Oaks down at Boulevard, myself at One Market, and they asked us who it is that we used for vendors. Mm-hmm. Acme Bread didn't have a retail shop until the Ferry Plaza, as Leon Bakery didn't have a retail
right,
shop
right.
until now. So I took it as a great inspiration on watching that whole process evolve and took it here to my hometown.
Terrific. And so, Craig, now that you are here, tell us how you've decided to serve what you're... Like, you're not just... You can't just buy lamb from you. You've got all these fabulous products. I mean, explain what you're doing.
Well, I think what we're trying to do is to show that lamb can be pretty accessible. Mm-hmm. And so we do everything from a breakfast menu with a lamb ham egg benedict with lamb sausage gravy and biscuits. Dig in.
That is going to get all over the place.
And so this is one of the things that, you know, Richie's been responsible for to help us shepherd in the business is that we have a booth without a hood. So mm-hmm. how do you cook these fine dishes?
Right.
So that is a 63-degree sous vide egg.
Oh, wow.
Here in Union Market, in the shepherd's larder, that's served in a plastic or in a paper boat. So
oh my God!
It's all right. This is
lamb bacon.
Lamb ham.
Lamb ham.
Exactly.
I don't think people think of lamb ham.
No,
many people think of.
That's right. So you know, unfortunately, most people think of lamb as being just the rack, but in fact, anything that you do with pork or beef, you can do with lamb. So we'll soon be launching lamb bacon. And again, just trying to show how versatile.
I'm getting overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed
it is.
With food.
Oh, lambalaya egg rolls are being launched this weekend, as well as our lamcini, which is a sushi ball with seared leg of lamb in the center. So, again, just trying to show how much fun it can be.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I just have to say, if you're out there listening, Union Market is right off 5th and New York Avenue. If you're listening, the show just got started. You got to come down here and see all this food.
Well, don't forget also, we have this burger bash that's happening.
Blogger burger bash. Say that fast.
Well, so, John Critchley, you should explain, since you've competed to win the Lamb Honor, you know, what do these burger bash people have coming up to them?
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're giving them 3 pounds of ground lamb
mm-hmm.
at $25 to go through the market and pick up any ingredients to accent their lamb burgers. So it should be a lot of fun.
Well, I think we should talk about Lamb Jam for a minute. This man is the national Lamb Jam champion. Do you all know what that means?
Does everybody know what it is?
It's the Super Bowl of lamb.
It is. It's amazing. It's put on by the American Lamb Board. And they put on this crazy event. It goes on all around the country. And then the winner in each city goes and competes.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you compete? Where was the final competition?
It was Savor the Central Coast.
Okay.
Out in California.
Oh,
I mean,
fabulous.
At the risk of, you know, recycling an old joke, when they see him coming, the lamb
That's enough.
John.
That's enough. Oh, my God.
No.
Uncle.
More.
Yeah.
So what was it like competing in this kind of competition?
It was a lot of fun.
Right.
I tend to stay away from competitions because I'm more comfortable in my own restaurant.
Okay.
But with Craig's Lamb, that we've won now, I think, 5 different events, with all using Craig and Border Springs Farm lamb.
It's so really everybody easy. Doesn't get the same product.
Secret weapon.
Is that correct?
In a lamb jam competition, it's broken down into five different cuts of lamb.
Okay.
Basically everything except the rack.
Thank you.
There's a winner in each for each part, and then there's a grand champion that's selected. John's won the DC competition for Lamb Jam past 2 years.
Okay.
He's also won a couple of other competitions sponsored by the American. Basically, he has swept DC for the past 3 years.
That's terrific.
I guess
and
he's
represented DC.
I guess he's on the lamb.
Yeah.
On the lamb. Megan, have we said lamb enough?
Lamb. Okay, so let's talk about this competition. So the people who are competing today, we have Sam Hersteiner, Lauren DeSantis, Letitia Brock, and Kim Vu. These are all local bloggers. They cover the food and wine scene here. Or they write about food and recipes. And each of them are going to be given 3 pounds of lamb, ground lamb, and they're going to get $25. And at the end of the show, we're going to sort of say, on your mark, get set, go. They're going to get to go around the market. And buy whatever they need. And then outside, you can see, for those of us who are here, there are several stovetops, like grills, set up. And that's where they're going to be cooking. And everybody can kind of watch it happen. And then David and I, Craig, John, Patty Yinich, and Nick Stefanelli are all going to pick the winner.
And speaking on behalf of all the judges, we will take bribes.
Yes.
Am I right?
We do take bribes.
Bribes are accepted.
Money
awesome.
Works.
Money does work.
Clearly food. Now, those people who are sitting out here right now, there is being passed around lamb jerky.
Oh, no.
Wait, what is this?
This is our take on a lamb Slim Jim.
A lamb Slim Jim.
Which we have called a lamb-tastic.
Lamb-tastic.
Uh-huh. Fantastic.
And we've had one already. You absolutely. Tim is coming over to get one. Oh, no.
So,
you know one?
And these were created by the star sausage maker. On the East Coast, Stan Fetter from Simply Sausage in Landover, Maryland, and they are truly
fantastic.
Look at this hot little chick. Hello, Tess.
There you go. Try
them. Passing them out. I'm telling you, come on down here, get some food, you guys.
All right. So this is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. The Burger Bash is kicking off at the end of the show. But next, coming up, we are talking to all the vendors here in the market who are going to tell us about all the kinds of fabulous things they're doing. Come on down to Union Market today. There's so much fun going on. We'll be back in just a second.
An exciting new and much-anticipated restaurant is now open in Georgetown. It's Farmers Fisher's Bakers, a sister restaurant to Founding Farmers. An American menu of fresh foods offers an extensive and diverse selection of farmhouse and regionally inspired dishes for lunch, dinner, or weekend brunch. And there's a sushi bar unlike any other in D.C. With secure underground parking, incredible views of Washington Harbor and the Potomac River, Farmers Fisher's Bakers is the best new reason to dine out in Georgetown. Visit FarmersFishersBakers.com to learn more and make your reservation today.
It's about smiles. It's about laughter. It's about going out and making a difference in the life of a child. You don't have to get mad. You just have to go mad. GoMad2011.com is a website dedicated to supporting the Make-A-Wish Foundation. At GoMad, our mission is simple, to go out and make a difference. So how can you help? Visit the Wish Wall on GoMad2011.com and make a contribution today. Or find out how you can donate with a simple text message. Do it now so that we can continue to touch the lives of children with life-threatening conditions by granting their wishes.
Diary entry, August 15th. My joints ache. Today I can hardly move. I need some answers.
September 3rd. I'm tired all the time. What's
going on? June 8th. I woke up with a rash on my face. I want to know why.
For answers, ask your doctor the right question. Could I have lupus? For answers, for support, for hope, visit couldihavelupus.gov or call 1-800-994-9662. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office on Women's Health and the Ad Council.
I'm Beyonce with an important message about hunger in America. Did you know 1 in 8 people struggle with hunger? Over 12 million children live in homes where there isn't always enough food. Food banks are experiencing more demand than ever. Show Your Helping Hand is a nationwide campaign with the goal of helping Feeding America deliver millions of meals to local food banks. Please join me in showing a helping hand to fight hunger. More information is available at showyourhelpinghand.com.
We are back on Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. We're coming at you live from Union Market.
Is everybody getting some good food? Is everybody digging in? Huh?
Right off of, I'm trying to like.
All right, go ahead. Do your
you know, you're killing me here.
Okay, sorry.
And I do want to thank the American Land Board because they're the ones that set this whole thing up. And now we're here with one of our favorite people,
Carolyn Stromberg,
who we first met at Old Hickory in the Gaylord. She was the, how do you say it, fromagier?
Fromagier.
Yeah, whatever. That's loud, isn't it?
Yes.
Fromagier.
Well, it's a very important title.
And now she is the big cheese with Righteous Cheeses here at Union Market. And hi.
Hi.
So tell us how you wound up at Union Market.
I never was really that interested in opening a retail shop. I've always been all about
teaching about cheese
and you know, introducing people to new pairings of cheese and beer and cheese and wine. But I found out about Union Market, and I was really excited to shop here. So I wanted to create the best cheese shop around.
All right, so this is Righteous Cheese.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us what people can expect when they come to your stall, right?
This
is that
stall.
What we're calling them? Stalls?
Yeah.
That's no stall. That's a sexy counter.
I know. It doesn't sound like it describes it enough. Okay.
It's our shop. On one side, you have a retail counter. We have about 70 different artisanal cheeses made by hand from all over the world, local cheeses. And we're really all about introducing people to new stuff. So we have cheeses you can't find elsewhere. We let you try anything you want.
Okay.
But then on the other side, we have a little tiny bar where you can do cheese and wine or cheese and beer pairings.
Mm-hmm.
So we always have a couple different pairings. You don't have to do any thinking. You pick one and you get lots of different cheeses and drinks to come
Did
with
you
it.
Ever consider naming it What a Friend We Have in Cheeses?
I did. I thought people might be offended.
Not
no.
me.
We think it's a good idea. All right, so tell us what we got here today.
So we have two different pairings. The first, we have a little champagne.
Oh,
cheese,
no, not champagne.
Better than
champagne,
that.
This is terrible.
Champagne is your go-to
goes
wine cheese.
Goes great with
cheese.
The whiskey.
Right.
Champagne works with almost any cheese because it's a little bubbly, which cleanses your palate, a little sweet. Try
wait,
it with this
excuse
one.
Excuse me. She's setting up a
I'm
pairing
cutting for you.
Well,
I'm
so
cutting
you wait,
for you.
Please, my goodness.
I'm just cutting for. I'm trying to be nice.
Okay, so tell us what we put together.
The champagne we have is Barneau. It's a Blanc de Noir, so it's 100% Pinot Noir from Champagne.
Uh-huh.
It's a grower champagne, which is pretty cool. They grow their own grapes, unlike most champagne houses.
Will you just explain quickly, because some people do not know what growers means. And I know it's very important to the champagne people. So can you explain what that means?
So the majority of champagne houses buy their grapes from other growers.
Okay.
And this is a little bit more small scale.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to be a little bit more like culty wines. People get really into them because they actually grow their own grapes and make their own wine.
Okay.
So it's coming from their particular site.
Okay. So why did you put this champagne with this cheese?
So this cheese is Pierre Robert.
Uh-huh.
It's a triple cream.
Oh, it's delicious.
It's basically butter in cheese form. They add creme fraiche to the cheese, so it gives it that tangy quality, but super buttery, creamy, rich. And when you have a soft, creamy cheese, it kind of coats your palate.
Uh-huh.
The bubbles will act like little scrubbers and cleanse your palate. And this is just like a
sexy
berry.
Oh, I like that,
berry.
Like a little scrubbers,
well,
like cleaning.
Let me ask you a question. When people come over there, do you get a lot of people who say, what have you gotten, a cheddar or a Swiss cheese? I mean, do you get a lot of kind of meat and potato sort of cheeses?
Well, it's really intimidating to come up to a cheese counter with, you know, all these words in different languages you've never seen before.
Right.
So, yeah, people kind of gravitate towards what they know. And we have four different cheddars, really different, interesting cheddars, so we definitely can, you know, fill that need. But we have really cool stuff that we can let people try and experience that's new, so they're not quite as overwhelmed with attempting something different.
Well, plus, so there's two different ways to really enjoy what you're doing at Righteous Cheese. You have the market now. So people can buy cheeses and take them home, right?
Yeah.
And then you're doing, your menu is based on flights.
Right, just flights, just pairings. So it's a really easy way to try something new, something different that you wouldn't know how to put together on your own.
Okay, so what's this other pairing
so
that you're doing?
So we're actually, this month we're doing cider and cheese classes, both at Righteous Cheese and Seasonal Pantry.
Mm-hmm.
So I brought one of our ciders. This is a Crispin cider from Michigan.
Thank you.
And they do this
Thank
really cool
you.
Line where they use different yeasts. So this is brewed with a stout yeast, the same yeast they use to make stout.
Okay.
And molasses. A little sweetness, and that's great with a hearty cheese. So I brought a Cabot cloth-bound cheddar from Vermont.
Okay.
This is made in collaboration between Cabot, who everyone knows,
right,
and Jasper Hill, who's one of my favorite American cheesemakers.
Oh, my God, this cheese is
you
so
know what?
Good.
Let's make a new customer. Shane Coughlin, come up here. Come on. Take some of this back
Take
to your
cheese.
Table.
Can we share the cheese?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Here.
Everybody needs
really
to come
share
this
come
cheese.
Here.
It's
We're
delicious.
We're
going to
give you a big chunk.
This is totally different than any cheddar you've had. It's caramelly, it's nutty,
there
it's
you go.
Rich. It
My,
won
here,
all
I'm
sorts
not
of awards.
On. Come on.
It's fantastic.
It's really
Take
good.
Take that back.
There you,
you
go.
You guys tell us what
this
you
will
think.
Change your impression of what cheddar can be.
Okay.
And
great.
It's great in the fall. It's great with apples. And that little sweetness of this cider That kind of maltiness mm-hmm. is great with that nuttiness.
So, do people look at you funny when you give like a cider as opposed to a wine with cheese?
It's definitely newer for people. Even beer. We do a lot of beer and cheese pairings. It's newer for a lot of people. But the bar is a really fun way to try. You're not buying a whole bottle of cider. You don't know if you're going to like it or not. Mm-hmm. Just sitting down, we're doing three different ciders.
Okay.
Or we're doing three different cheeses. It's a little taste of each one. Mm-hmm. And it's a low stakes way to try something new. And then if you like it, you can pop order a cordial when they open and buy whatever wines and beers and ciders we have at their shop.
Mm-hmm.
Come over to our retail side, buy a chunk of cheese, take it home. It's a great way to try something
new. Well, I think it's really important to say that for people who don't know, the market was originally open just Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But this weekend is the kickoff for it. And now it's going to be open Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yep. So like, what time does it open?
Weekdays, it opens at 11 and closes at 8. And weekends, it's 8 to 8. And then we'll be adding on Tuesdays at some point as well. So it'll be every day but Monday.
Will you cater?
No. You know, I used to do all those cheese and wine events.
She's getting stuck up.
I'm here all the time now. I can't leave.
So hopefully no cheese platters?
In the spring, we'll start doing private tastings. Okay. We're doing cool stuff for the holidays. For Thanksgiving, we'll have a couple different selections. You go online. We have, you know, an all-American selection. We have a selection for adventurous eaters.
Order it and pick it up?
You order it, and then you can pick it up. For December, we're doing really cool baskets.
That's like catering.
Very cool. Okay. Well, thank you so much. Congratulations. Everybody, go please check out Righteous Cheese.
Yeah,
it's so much fun. We're looking at it.
If you're out there listening, seriously, you can get in the car and be here in 15 minutes almost from anywhere in the D.C. area.
True.
We're right off New York Avenue and 5th Northeast. And Union
Market. It's a huge parking lot, too.
It's a huge parking lot. It's awesome. And so is the American Land Board for having us here in the first place.
And Union Market.
Thank
you. All right, Gina Tursavani, are you ready for us?
Yes, I am.
All right, you
got to put your headset on, honey bunny. All right. Gina Tursavani is like a regular on Foodie and the Beast. She's on all the time. We love her. But she just opened up her new stall here.
Buffalo and Bergen.
Union Market. So, Gina, tell, and I saw Knishes. Tell us what you're doing, baby.
Give me a little Knish.
Aww. I love you.
Baby.
So, basically, what we're doing is a little bit different. It's kind of like a stroll through Brooklyn. My mom grew up on Buffalo Avenue and Bergen Street in New York. So, we kind of did this like little
That's funny with that southern accent of yours, too.
I know, that southern Brooklyn.
You're from
Brooklyn.
New York? Oh, my God.
My mom used to go to this place called Norma's, and she used to get all kinds of different kinds of sodas. And when we were kids, we would go to Norma's and drink sodas, and we would get Knishes and walk around in Brooklyn. So this is kind of like my idea of going back to the nostalgia that I love. And a little bit of New York here in D.C. is not such a bad thing, right?
No, I'm totally with you. So what can people expect? I mean, listen, you're known as, you know, the mixtress. Everybody knows you for your cocktails. They're available at Hank's. I mean, you have such a following. What can people expect from you here?
So basically, we have a 1930s refurbished soda counter that actually came out of Chicago, and we worked on it. And if you can go see it over there, it's the most beautiful thing. We redid the entire thing. We reconditioned it as a freezer. It's really like the old school jerk. You slide it back and forth. You have everything from your ice cream, your milk, everything right there, and all the different pumps. And what you can do is you basically build your own soda. You can build, you know, syrups. You pick a syrup, pick a spirit.
My kids are already on their way over.
Right, they're like, let's go see the soda bar.
It's
Hey, where's the jerk?
The cool thing about it's for kids and it's for adults. So at night, it's a little bit, obviously, it'll switch it up a little bit. But during the day, it's nice to have the children, you know, come and have a soda. But then the Knish is kind of different. So Knishes aren't kosher Knishes.
Okay.
So we have a traditional Knish with onion and potato. And then we're also doing meat-filled Knishes. So we have, like, bacon cheddar Knish, the American Knish, which is a pulled pork barbecue.
Fun.
We have, we have lentil, spicy lentil. We have a curry, Indian curry, and they change every
day. I think we should stop talking about it and start tasting.
Okay, so what are you making for us this morning?
So today I heard it was all about the lamb.
It's all about the lamb.
It's all about the lamb.
Yes,
nice
it
try.
Is.
Nice
so
try.
I decided to do a version of Mary Had a Little Lamb, I guess,
okay.
if you will. And it's a spiced lamb little meatball, and it's a red snapper, so it's a Mary.
Okay.
So we'll get started.
Now, this is in honor of Craig Rogers and lamb, yes?
Only one shepherd, right?
Right, there's only one shepherd.
I'm supposed to follow him, so let's just do it.
All right, well, while you're doing that.
Well, cheers and congratulations,
cheers.
Gina.
Thank you.
Okay.
So, how do
she
you
needs
go?
No, from, she needs no introduction.
Well, yes, she does. Because how do you go from being a foodie to being a retailer?
With lots of hours. Newfound time.
Amanda McClements, a lot of people out here on the air are going to know her as the famous name behind Metrocurian, and also you're the local stringer for Food and Wine, right?
Yes.
So how about that? I knew something.
Oh, my God.
And all of a sudden, she woke up one morning with a, I don't know, something.
A bee in my bonnet.
A bee in her bonnet. And the next thing you know, she's got a beautiful store right behind us here at...
it's a pop-up.
Well, I know.
For now.
But
it's
why are you such trouble?
Anyway, it's taking forever. Can you finish?
Well, I just want to say, and so now you're doing this, and you've got great tables that your dad is making and so much more. How did all that happen?
So like you said, I've been writing about food and wine and entertaining for, you know, 10 or 12 years. And the idea kind of came to me that D.C. could use more, you know, people inspiring people to entertain beautifully at home. So that's really, the store is kind of the manifestation of that. And I'm so thrilled to be part of Union Market because I've been writing about so many of the great artisans who are here for years. So to be able to open a business alongside them has been just phenomenal. It's like this super fun party going on over here all the time.
Well, so tell us about Salt and Sundry. I mean, what was the concept and what are you looking to provide?
So it's really all about the table and bringing people around the table. As David mentioned, my father down in North Carolina is crafting wood. And then we have just
and they're
really
gorgeous. I mean, he's really doing beautiful
thank
work.
Thank you. And we have a really beautiful collection of dinnerware, barware, linens, a great pantry wall with cocktails, bitters and tonics, some small batch.
Not actual cocktails.
No, sorry.
You got to go to Gina for the cocktails or JP for the cocktails.
And then buy the bitters and tonics and then go ask them what to do with them.
Right. There you go.
But yeah, it's been great. We've had a great weekly opening in a couple weeks.
Well, so with this pop-up right now, what were you trying to get out to everybody?
Just give everyone a little sneak peek of what's to come. We'll really be building out the inventory and, you know, developing the look and feel of the store over the next couple months. We'll definitely be open for Christmas shopping in December.
Great.
So just giving everybody a little taste of what's to come from Salt and Sundry.
We're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, I want to talk about more how you worked with your father and sort of came up with the tables and the kind of work that he's doing and what other people can find there. This is David and Nikki Nellis from Foodie and the Beast. We are live. The Lamb Jam Big Burger Bash is going to be starting in just a half hour. So please come on down and join us. We'll be back in just a sec.
As winter approaches, relaxing on a patio becomes but a memory. Or does it? Not at Penn Quarter's Postmodern Brasserie. They are transforming their upper courtyard into a cozy, winter-warm outdoor lounge. I'm talking couches, ambient lighting, heat lamps, and cozy warming blankets. You'll enjoy tasty treats, of course, from Chef Dennis Marin. Think sweet hot fondues and warm winter cocktails. Lots of libations to keep you nice and warm throughout the winter. Enjoy the Post Patio Tuesdays through Saturdays this winter from 4 p.m. to close and enjoy the outdoors all winter long.
Congratulations on landing the job. I'm really excited for you.
Thanks. How's your search going?
Job market's tight. I mean, I can barely get an interview, and I've got student loans to deal with. You're lucky, you know. The National Guard paid your loans off.
Luck? The Guard was a smart decision, one you can still make.
The National Guard Student Loan Repayment Program can pay up to $50,000 of your existing student loans. Get the details at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the D.C. National Guard, aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association, and this station.
I'm on a mission to spread the word about COPD through music. COPD stands for Chronic Obstructive Pulmonary Disease. My grandfather suffered from symptoms of it, and COPD is the fourth leading cause of death in the U.S. I'm Billy Ray Cyrus, and I drive for COPD. Looks like people are starting to get the message. Anyone age 35 and older who has smoked as little as 100 cigarettes could be at risk. Visit driveforcopd.com today and talk to your doctor.
Hi, this is O'Donna Matthews. What does three decades of service add up to? For the Capital Area Food Bank, it includes these important numbers. Distributing 25 million pounds of food to nearly 500,000 people through a network of 700 partner agencies. 30 years, it's a long time. But the mission continues to make sure that no one is left hungry. To learn more, contribute, or volunteer, visit CapitalAreaFoodBank.org.
Thank you.
Did it come up good?
We are back on Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. We're here at the brand new, beautiful Union Market, thanks to the good graces of the American Lamb Board. And we're talking to Amanda McClements, who has gone from I don't know, one of the number one foodie bloggers in the city to one of the number one retailers in the city, right?
Right, overnight.
Today, Washington, tomorrow, Zavarlt. Yeah.
Sure, let's do it.
You have, I saw up on the shelf, I mean, I was looking, you know, Nikki would naturally look at different things. You have great little organic pickles and all kinds of stuff. What's the kind of range of merchandise classifications you're going to carry? I mean, are we going to see foodstuffs along with?
Yes, for sure. So I've kind of assembled on the pantry wall a lot of my favorite small batch artisan food products. So some from down in North Carolina where I grew up. We have a great nut butter. Big Spoon Roasters down there is just phenomenal. They make super high quality peanut butter, peanut pecan, peanut cocoa, sold like crazy yesterday. Gordy's Pickles, the local D.C. girls. So just kind of some of my favorite food products. The tonics and the bitters have been a big hit, and I think it's a great thing for holiday entertaining, a great gift.
And I think in the spirit of reconciliation, since North Carolina did not go for the president, we're going to reach out and embrace all these goods from North Carolina.
Right, indeed.
Well, just quickly, I mean, so your father is building your tables. I mean, how did that happen?
So he's a carpenter down in Durham, North Carolina. He's been doing carpentry work for decades.
Okay.
And we've always wanted him to pursue this farm table business. You know, people really love the story behind reclaimed and salvaged wood, just good quality wood that has a great patina, you know, of age. Mm-hmm. And so we're collaborating together to design these tables, and he'll have all kinds of really beautiful, you know, pine and oak and things that are coming out of 150-year-old buildings. So
neat.
Wood with a really cool story, which I think a lot of people really appreciate.
I can remember when those buildings were being built. It was great.
I can tell.
I don't know why you're laughing. It happens to be true.
Right.
All right. Well, listen, best of luck to you.
Thank you so much.
Do we have an official opening date?
I'm going to say the next couple weeks. We are.
That is not official.
I know.
That is so
vague. I've been writing about restaurant openings too long to know to name a date.
What are you waiting for? I mean, because the store looks so fabulous. What is it that you're waiting for?
So we're going to regroup after this weekend, the pop-up preview, and restock and get ready for the holidays.
Okay, great. All right. Well, Amanda McClemens, once known as Metricurian, now known as Salt and Sundry.
Thank you so much.
Can't wait to go in and buy some good stuff.
Yay. Look at the applause. Amanda. All right. Let's go from talking furniture to talking aphrodisiacs. Oysters.
Okay. Oysters.
Travis Croxton's here from Rappahannock Oysters. And every time he's on the show, what can I say?
He comes with gifts.
And we have another baby. It's unbelievable. Travis, put that down.
That's our job.
There you go.
That is your job. So right off the bat, you guys have a happening. We can't call it a stall.
What do you call that? It's like a restaurant-ish? What do we call that?
Just a raw bar, oyster bar.
It's a raw bar. Fair enough.
Nothing
amazing
fancy.
Cocktails.
But you've got other things going on there. It's not just oysters.
Right. Great food, great cocktails by J.P. Featherston.
Mm-hmm.
Great chefs. We'll bring you guys out some food that we serve up.
Okay.
Well, that's why you're on the show.
Yeah, really. But let's talk. I mean, you guys, like Craig Rogers, I mean, you guys supply oysters to restaurants all around the area.
All over the country.
All over the country. So how did you go from being a supplier to being a restaurateur? And why here?
Luck. In ignorance, but it's worked out really well. So we actually opened up a tasting room at our farm, picnic tables overlooking the water, and that actually went very well. And
you can come back next week.
Yeah. So this is actually our Barquette oyster chowder here.
Gorgeous.
Made with farm-raised shucked oysters, the first ever in the country.
Mm-hmm.
But we opened up our own place on the river, which everyone should come to. It's just fantastic. And then that actually got us into thinking about vertical integration. And Washington was always our backyard city. So we wanted to kind of claim ownership to it. And we
put your stamp on it?
Yeah, Richie actually called us up, and we had actually just returned from the ferry building in San Francisco doing some events out there. And we want to actually do that here.
Fantastic.
All right, so you also do clams.
Yep.
And you've got a lamb and clam dish back there. How did the
I had that on Friday.
That's coming up
in
a second.
It's amazing. All right, so how did the lambs and clams meet? It's like you got your chocolate and my peanut butter kind of thing.
Blind date? Did Craig?
So Craig and I are our buddies. We've paddled around a little bit. I buy his lamb. He does not buy my oysters, though. So we got a little bit of an issue there.
Craig.
Yeah, so it's kind of a one-way relationship, but we do this dish that we made up actually at his farm called Lambs and Clams, which is a ground lamb,
and tomato-based reduction.
So do you guys just sit around and get drunk and play?
And cook, yeah.
And cook?
I'm good.
Bam.
I have my oyster.
I could come up with something.
Yeah, it's very good stuff. And the chefs that we have here just knock it out of the park, the crab cakes, the rockfish that we do. We're going to also bring over scallops on a half shell, which no one really has.
Yeah, you don't see that. Why are you doing that? What do you mean? Like scallops on the half shell? Why are you doing that?
Scallops have a short shelf life.
I'm getting food all over my mic.
One thing that we get to do as a producer is we know all of the other farmers and people on boats and everything, so we're able to actually bring stuff in that you can't
find. Well, one thing I learned from you last time is basically one kind of oyster, and the salinity of the water changes really what the oyster delivers and the size and all that. So how do you, I mean, the thing
oh
I've
God,
never
this
understood.
This is lambs and clams. And if you haven't had enough to eat today, this is what you absolutely have
and
to have.
And may I just say, get your own radio show if you want to eat like this.
It is magnificent. I want everybody
hubba,
to see.
Hubba, hubba. All right.
It's so
but
delicious.
Let's talk about that. So how do you control
lambs
that?
Lambs and clams.
You really don't. So that's you're right. It's the same species called Virginica. Mm-hmm. And we actually call our tasting room Marowar because it's take off of terroir, and that oysters take on the characteristics of the environment in which they're grown.
Okay.
So
soup
if you're
is nuts.
Yeah, and then awesome. It's actually got Benton's bacon in there as well, another friend of ours who also doesn't buy oysters yet. I need to work on that.
Yeah, you need to work on this reciprocal.
We're thinking about doing the lambs, clams, and hams.
I see that Travis said I'm going to wait till I get on the radio and nail everybody.
Yeah.
Why, there's...
Who else?
There's handsome Nick Stefanelli. Hi, Nick. All right, so, but I want to know how you control, because you can raise different kinds of clams 100 yards apart, right?
Right, so basically it's where you put the product. So we have several farms in Chesapeake Bay, and so the Rappahannock is upriver, so it's sweet, mild, mineral flavor. The old salts are from Chincoteague, which is just right off the ocean, so they're super salty. So it's where they're grown.
Okay.
They take on that characteristic.
And so are you, like, changing it as you're doing it? Like, do you, as each oyster develops, you're like, yeah, this is what I want for this one. Like, how do you
each one,
make
so we
it
have,
happen?
We have our own physical farms in different regions, and from start to finish, they actually grow there and finish there in each location. So we have employees all over Chesapeake Bay. And we'll harvest them 4 times a week and bring them into our facility and ship them out the same day all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
But just basically, we work them quite a bit. So we tumble these all the time to get a deeper cup and keep them out of the silt. So they're always fresh, clean, no sand in there.
Fantastic. Well, first of all, I know. It's really great. So are you, now that you guys are here at Union Market, you're going to be open Wednesday through Sunday.
Yep.
And you guys are doing lunch. Like, are you just open? Like, how does that work? Are you just open?
We're actually open 11 to 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And we'll linger if everyone else is lingering. Here is the scallop on a half shell, which is
that's gorgeous.
Incredible. Yeah, it's actually got some roe.
Thank you.
With
wow.
There.
Yeah, scallop on the half shell, anybody? It's beautiful. So why are you guys doing this? Like, because you really don't see this anywhere.
Again, it's friends of ours right off the boat from Hampton, Virginia, and we can bypass the middlemen and some regulations and
make it happen.
Bring stuff up. We had that dish one other time in somewhere, and it always kind of stuck with us. So we said if we ever open up our home place, we want to actually do that.
Well, I just want to point one thing out. David Hagedorn is a food writer of note with the Washington Post, and he's out in the audience, and he's looking at all the food we have up here.
Well,
going,
look at all the food he has.
Going,
he's not hurting.
Going, why not me? I'm a celebrity.
He's doing okay.
No, you're not.
Hey, JP,
not
put
here.
On your headset.
So, all right, well, again, Rappahannock Oysters is here at Union Market. They've got one of the foremost mixologists in the city. Working with him. JP's back there.
JP, what are you making next? What do you got going on?
So this is another drink off of our menu. It sounds like a really weird combination, and it kind of is, but you just sort of roll with it. It makes sense. It's a Blanco tequila, fresh celery juice, lime juice, and then a simple syrup that has cacao nibs infused in it, so you get that chocolate flavor. And then something called Salaire Aperitif. It's a bitter gentian liqueur. So you got some bitter, you got some chocolate, you got some green and celery flavors
sounds
in there.
Sounds like there's a lot going on.
There is. It's busy.
Nikki will enjoy that. She's been bitter ever since we got married.
Aww, that's
thank
not
you.
Nice.
So, Anna. Anna. Oh, you're Anna.
I am.
I use the European pronunciation.
That's okay.
Anna Brandley.
Brandley's so affected. That's why.
Is the mastermind behind DC Empanadas. And give us a little background, because you guys had a food truck first, right?
We still do, actually. We started a food truck because, honestly, we didn't have the financial backing to open a restaurant off the top. Mm-hmm. So, that's the next phase in what we're doing. So step one was the food truck. Mm-hmm. Phase two is here at Union Market, and phase three, hopefully next year, will be a
brick-and-mortar
sit-down concept that we're working on right
now. So should I just take a big bite?
You should. Just be careful. Absolutely. It's hot.
Let's just talk about empanadas in general. I mean, give us what the classic definition of an empanada is, and then how you've made it your own.
Absolutely. An empanada is a turnover with traditionally that's you can pretty much put anything in it. But the way I made it my own is I tried every empanada in D.C.
Okay.
And I love to bake, so the dough was really – I think that that's the big deal of the empanada. If your dough isn't right, the whole thing isn't going to be right. So we worked really hard. I think I worked almost 6 to 8 months trying to get the dough recipe right.
Thank you.
And I want to tell you, we sneaked in a couple of friends who are Colombian – and they're the empanada experts.
Right.
Carmen
is the empanada expert over there.
They're over there eating and nodding.
Well, had I known they were Colombians, we also make Colombian empanadas a special. So had I known you were going to do that, I'd have brought some. So we, I knew that you could put anything inside of an empanada. So when I thought of the concept, I was like, all right, so how are we going to make this different? I said, I'm going to put everything I love to eat inside of an empanada and do it, and it works.
So what does that mean? Like, let's talk, like, you're doing this lamb one. Let's talk about what you're doing in it.
The lamb empanada features, of course, the wonderful Border Springs lamb sausage from Craig, and also ground lamb from Border Springs lamb. We use a honey goat cheese.
Okay.
It also has a mango chutney that we make and put inside of it. So absolutely nothing traditional about it.
Right.
It's just things that I feel go really well together.
I want to know, has Craig Rogers put the corner on the lamb market here at Union Market?
I know. Everything has lamb in it. I love it.
You're like the godfather. Thank you. I had to get one in.
Well,
these are great.
So we have like 1 minute. Tell us about a couple of the others that you're doing aside from the lamb. Like, what are your favorites right now?
My favorites right now are we have a new one with we're using the Butifarra sausage from Simply Sausage. I love Stanley Fader's products.
Everybody does.
So we're using the Butifarra in an empanada where we roast green and red peppers, saute them with caramelized onions, mix that up with the Butifarra in a white wine sauce, and that's our new empanada.
Cool. Can't wait to try it.
Awesome.
All right. DC Empanadas, if you haven't had them, today is your day to try them.
And they're awesome.
You can follow them on Twitter, too.
Absolutely.
DC Empanada, at DC Empanada.
At DC Empanadas.
Yes,
you know what the test
them.
Is? I've had so much to eat today already, and I'm snarfing this down. It's
that's
that
awesome.
Good.
Thank you.
But that's not unusual for him. Okay. David and Nikki Nellis from Foodie and the Beast. We are live at Union Market. The Burger Bash starts in just 15 minutes. So come on down and join us. We'll be back in just a sec.
Union Market is becoming D.C.'s go-to place for fresh, delicious everything, especially American lamb. Increasingly, chefs and home cooks find American lamb to be the perfect balance of flavor and nutrition. American lamb is easy to cook and brings variety to your table. The American Lamb Board reminds you to look for American lamb year-round at Harris Teeter, and don't miss Craig Rogers' signature Border Springs Farm Lamb at D.C.'s spectacular new Union Market.
When every moment matters and a hand reaches out, when someone gives blood and a life is saved, that moment when heartbreak turns to hope, you're there through the American Red Cross. Every day, the Red Cross responds to nearly 200 neighborhood emergencies, and your support makes it possible. Use this moment to join us today. Visit redcross.org.
This week I've been looking at solar chargers for my iPhone. Last week I was out and about and my iPhone went dead as a doornail. And I thought to myself, you know, there's all this sunlight. Why couldn't I get a solar charger for this? And there are a number of solar chargers out there. Now, the charge time varies anywhere from 6 hours to 12 hours, depending on which one you get. But at least you can get something going.
Stratford University's Tech Talk Radio, Saturday mornings from 9 to 10 on 1500 AM.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school, beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma, or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. March for Babies! Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Union Market is becoming DC's go-to place for fresh, delicious everything, especially American lamb. Increasingly, chefs and home cooks find American lamb to be the perfect balance of flavor and nutrition. American lamb is easy to cook and brings variety to your table. The American Lamb Board reminds you to look for American lamb year-round at Harris Teeter, and don't miss Craig Rogers' signature Border Springs Farm Lamb at DC's spectacular new Union Market.
The men and women of our National Guard and Reserve Forces are working hard on the battlefield and here at home. Employer support of the Guard and Reserve is working just as hard for them. For over 36 years, ESGR has paved the way for greater understanding between our Guard and Reserve Forces and their civilian employers, promoting a culture where all American employers support and honor the military service of their employees. Together, we all serve. To learn more, visit www.esgr.mil.
This week I've been looking at solar chargers for my iPhone. Last week I was out and about and my iPhone went dead as a doornail. And I thought to myself, you know, there's all this sunlight. Why couldn't I get a solar charger for this? And there are a number of solar chargers out there. Now, the charge time varies anywhere from 6 hours to 12 hours, depending on which one you get. But at least you can get something going.
Stratford University's Tech Talk Radio, Saturday mornings from 9 to 10 on 1500 AM.
There are those who dedicate themselves to a sense of honor, to a life of courage, and a commitment to something greater than themselves. They have always defended this nation and each other. They still do. The few, the proud.
All right, we're back live from Union Market. We lost you for a minute, but that gave me a chance to stuff my face some more, so that was okay.
Well, while you're finishing with George, I'm going to call up all the bloggers who are participating in the bash, all the judges. Everybody, come on up.
So, George, this is your only retail outlet?
This is our only retail outlet.
All right, and so can people, you know, you got to come down to Union Market, obviously, to buy it over the counter, but can we contact you online or on the phone?
Website. It's harveysmarketdc.com. I'm on Facebook, Harvey's Market.
So, and what will we see if we go there?
You'll get a little bit of history about Harvey's Market. You'll get the specials. We're going to post specials on the website, and we'll also be able to tell you the directions how to get here and a little bit of, about the products
if
that we sell.
If we want, you know, I don't know, 20 T-bones or something like that, can we order that online? Can we talk to you about it online?
My phone number should be on my website. Perfect. You call me up, and I'll be glad to help
you
out.
And I bet you have turkeys. You have turkeys for Thanksgiving?
I have plenty of turkeys for
Thanksgiving.
Plenty
of turkeys.
Pastured turkeys from Maryland.
Oh, fabulous. Yes. Pasture raised.
Yes.
Love that. Mom, you can get your turkeys.
Mom.
Get your turkeys here.
Where's Mom?
She's over there.
All right. Well, listen, that's Harvey's Meats here at the fabulous Union Market. And, George, you're there every day, right?
Every day the market's open, we'll be here.
Ask for George Lesner, and he's gonna help you find your meat.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's really lovely.
Right, thank
that
you.
That was really nice.
All right.
All right. So we're getting ready for the Burger Bash. Richie, just as we're talking about the market here, Union Market, so you're only open 5 days. Like, what's the end goal here? Like, what else? What are other vendors that are opening up? What can people look forward to seeing?
The eventual goal here is to be open as much as possible.
Okay.
It's
it's we're opening slowly. This is definitely that's why we started opening 3 days a week to begin with. Now we're moving up to 5 days. We originally started just think six.
Right.
We thought maybe five. That way, it's a slow progression. Slow. We can go forward, but like going backward would be bad. We want to make it easy as possible for all the vendors here to get acclimated to a new scenario, a new situation, and make sure everyone's able to succeed here.
Well, so let me ask you, like, who are some of the other people that are opening up? Like, I saw the sign for Red Apron, which is very, very exciting. But who are some of the other people that we can look forward to seeing here?
We have a Cordial Wine Shop, a new wine shop here in the city. It's going to have all small batch vintners. He's actually going to be pouring with Righteous Cheese today.
Fabulous.
We've got Frenchie's Bakery down there. We're talking to a seafood guy, which we have not signed yet.
Okay. Is it Vernon? Just asking. Maybe. Sorry.
Maybe. Why? Where's?
No. I'm sorry. All right. Well, we want to thank Union Market for hosting us today and allowing Foodie and the Beast to be here. But we want to talk about the Burger Bash.
No. And the American Lamb Board.
Well, yes, of course. This Burger Bash is just getting ready to start. So Nick Stefanelli is one of the judges. So Nick, when people think of Italian cuisine, they do not think of lamb.
Well, wait a minute. Nick is the executive chef at Bibiana. You assume a lot of things.
I know, I'm right. Sorry.
Because you're one of those snooty foodies.
I'm a snob. I am. Jeez. It's true.
You're such a beast.
I know.
She's such a snooty.
I'm snooty.
All right. So, anyways, yes, Nick Stefanelli is the executive chef at Bibiana, which is an Italian restaurant. And now he's here.
Okay. And you're judging this blogger burger bash today. I mean, what's your connection with lamb?
I'm the ambassador for the Lamb Board for Washington, D.C. in the Mid-Atlantic area. So
okay.
We're trying to make sure that people are knowledgeable about local sourcing and what goes on and great shepherds like Craig Rogers and what they do. And
he's the only shepherd. He's the shepherd.
See, I thought you were going to...
Well, for our area, he's the only shepherd.
He is. He's it.
I thought you were going to confess to a different connection to lamb. I'm glad to hear that we're just talking lamb.
That's between me and you.
You really are like... You're like Don Corleone of lamb here. I mean, everybody's connected back to you.
So with these bloggers, so let's just announce. It's Sam Hersteiner, Lauren DeSantis, Letitia Brock, and Kim Vu. Did I say your name right? Okay, excellent. You guys are going to get 3 pounds of ground lamb from Border Springs. And then you have $25 from the American Lamb Board. And you're going to get to walk around the market and pick out the products that you want to use. And then we have these grills set up outside for you. And you're going to cook it up, and then Nick Stefanelli, David, and I.
Is Patty Heena chair?
No, I didn't see Patty.
Oh, we lost the judge.
Is she
Patty
here? Craig and John is all going to be judging with us, and we're going to taste your wares and see what you all do. So what are you going to look forward to people cooking up? What do you want to see in a lamb burger?
Deliciousness.
That's so easy. Come on, Nick.
So well put by a student.
Well, you're going to see a lot of diversity because you're getting four different people that are getting the same product, so you're going to see what four different people will do with what you're given.
Right, the creativity of it.
And how it's so diverse, and that's going to be something that's going to be interesting. So.
Okay, and Craig, do you have any sort of advice, given your connection to lamb, obviously, of what works, what doesn't work? Any advice you want to give the bloggers before they kick it off?
I believe that any blogger that mixes pork with my lamb will be immediately disqualified.
Okay, disqualified. No pork allowed. No bacon with that lamb. No bacon lamb burgers.
All right, Keem just backed up 2 steps.
Right. He was like, wait. Why? Why no pork with the lamb?
Why would you destroy the most virtuous of all protein?
Okay,
the only reason
enough
to mix pork is to make it cheap.
Oh.
Exactly.
Oh, boy. Talk about a lamb chauvinist.
Okay.
My God.
All right. Well, we bloggers, can I get your attention? Are you ready? We are going to say, on your mark, get set. Go. How much time do they have? Do we know? Does anybody know how much time they have?
They have an hour.
You have an hour. Oh, so you have time. All right. Well, we're going to say it. Ready? On your mark, get set, go. You have 1 hour. To go. Where's your money? Oh, there's the lamb board. They're going to help you guys out.
I want to be in this.
Okay, no, you don't. Okay, go ahead. Go shopping. Use Union Market. Get what you need.
See, you know what I noticed?
What?
Not one of them. I mean, John Critchley's here. He's the Lamb Jam national champion. Not one of them was picking his brain about what to do.
Patty has arrived. Our last judge.
Patty
come on
Hiddich
up.
Is here.
Patty
come on
Hiddich
up, Patty.
From PBS. Patty's Mexican Table is here.
And she's going to be one of our judges.
Excellent.
Hello, Patty.
It's good to see you, Patty. Hi. I know. Well, dig in. We have lots of food.
Right. So right. I do want to tell everybody, we're live at Union Market. Just because the show is ending, the action is really just beginning. The bloggers have an hour to go out and select all their, you know, their wares, their product, and to put their burgers together. So come on down here. All the vendors are open. Craig Rogers is here. You can kiss his ring.
And John Critchley.
And John Critchley.